The Holy Gospel appointed for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angel of God over one sinner who repents." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to go out looking and searching for that sheep or that silver coin that has been lost until we finally found them. Not only that, but to rejoice with them and tell our friends and neighbors, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Rejoice with me, for I have found that coin that was lost." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, with special attention to the following verses. "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Rejoice with me, for I found the coin that I had lost. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner that repents." This is the word of God. Dear brothers, sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, have you ever lost something that is very important to you? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever lost something very important to you? Perhaps your wallet, not only with your money, credit cards, but also your driver's license. Perhaps your car keys, which I have lost many times before. Perhaps your ring or rings, just like my wife Ruth did recently because she misplaced it somewhere in our home until she finally found them. Whatever it is, when we lose something valuable or very important to us, we look and we search for it until we find it, don't we? Yes, we do. All of us do that. And unless we find it, we get frustrated and we begin to worry and we get all filled with anxiety. As a matter of fact, I have experienced that frustration, that worry, and that anxiety myself. When I left my handbag with my wallet, my checkbook, my credit cards, my driver's license, on the grocery cart at Stater Brothers here in Big Bear Valley. That happened about 2 years ago. I will never forget it. After having unloaded the groceries at our home, I began to look for my handbag. But I couldn't find it. So I immediately began to panic. And very soon I realized that I had left it on the grocery cart. My handbag was lost. And so I drove back to the grocery store as fast as I possibly could. And when I finally got there, my handbag was no longer in the grocery cart. It was gone. And so I panicked some more as I went to the grocery store and asked one of the clerks if anyone had handed in a handbag. And she replied, "Yes. Let me call the manager, and he will bring it to you." What a sigh of relief. I had found my handbag that was lost. And that is precisely what Jesus is talking about this morning in the two parables for today in response to the criticism and accusations by the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law, who were constantly criticizing and accusing Jesus. This man, Jesus, receives sinners and he even eats with them. As a matter of fact, the Jewish religious leaders were always complaining about Jesus. This was especially true every time Jesus received the sinners. Not only the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the thieves, but anyone else who was considered a sinner and despised by everyone in the community. This was true when Jesus went to visit Zacchaeus, a tax collector, who was despised by all the people because he was cheating them out of their taxes. They actually judged and condemned Jesus for going down to his house and even having dinner with him. They complained immediately and accused Jesus, saying, "Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner." And yet, this is what Jesus said about Zacchaeus. "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." That was also true of a woman caught in adultery. They brought her to Jesus and then asked him the question, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" And how does Jesus respond to them? Jesus said to them, "If anyone among you is without sin, let him be the first to cast a stone at her." And one by one, they dropped their stones and they left. And then Jesus turned to the woman and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." Yes, unfortunately, this kind of attitude displayed by the Jewish religious leaders is still true today. There are many who consider themselves righteous and are always ready to judge and condemn others, just like the Pharisees, the scribes, and teachers of the law did. So in response to their criticism, in accepting sinners, the Zacchaeus, the woman caught in adultery, and many others. Jesus told them two parables, the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin. Jesus said, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" Yes, there is no concern about the 99 sheep out in the open country because they are safe and sound away from any kind of harm or danger. So all the attention is focused on the one that is lost until it has been found. And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he finally gets home, he also tells his friends and his neighbors to rejoice with him because he has found the lost sheep. "Yes, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Not only that, but just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. That is also true of the silver coin that was lost. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she also calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And that's precisely what we are also encouraged to do in our own relationship with others. When they are lost or have strayed away from Jesus and His church, not to judge them, not to condemn them, but to go out looking and searching for them until they have been found by us. To do what the Father did for the prodigal son who was lost, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again." He was lost and is found. As a matter of fact, the Father was so happy to have his son back again that he decided to celebrate and rejoice that his son was finally found and is alive again. He said, "Let's have a feast and celebrate," as he gave his lost son the best robe and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Yes, it is always about going after the one that is lost until we find them. As a matter of fact, that is even true of us, you and I. Every time we get lost ourselves, and sometimes have also strayed or stayed away from Jesus and His church, and sometimes we've done it because of something that has happened to us in the past, either the loss of our job, a financial crisis, a betrayal by a friend, a divorce, a serious illness, or even for that matter, the death of one of our loved ones. It is then that we are also tempted by the devil, yes, by the devil, to get lost and stray or stay away from Jesus and His church instead of being one of the 90 righteous persons who are safe in the arms of Jesus, or that silver coin that has been found again. Yes, Jesus is also concerned about us as he leaves the 99 righteous sheep or the righteous persons in the church and comes looking for us when we also stop coming to church, until he finds us and lays us on his shoulders rejoicing. Yes, Jesus always welcomes us back into his church every time you and I get lost, just like the prodigal son. He forgives us and he takes us back again and again every time we have sinned and have strayed or stayed away from his church. He forgives us again, and he even forgets all about it. The words of the prophet Jeremiah, "For I, the Lord, will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Yes, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, do we rejoice when we have found a sheep or a lost coin that was lost? Yes, do we also really rejoice and tell our friends and neighbors about it? Or do we sometimes also are tempted to act just like the religious leaders did? This is especially true when a member of our own church here at Shepherd in the Pines has been lost, or has stayed or strayed away from our church and Jesus, and has finally, at the end of the day, come back again. Do we then rejoice for them and with them? I hope so. Not only that, but what about those who have left our church and haven't come back again? Are we going after that one lost sheep until we find them and bring them back again? I hope so. The words of the Lord through the prophet Ezekiel in the Old Testament lesson for today, "I will seek the lost and I will bring back the stray, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit, as we do not only go out looking for those who are lost, but also rejoice and tell our friends and neighbors when they have been found again. Maybe someone in our own family, think about it for just a moment. A friend you've known for many years, a neighbor, and especially someone here at church who has left and hasn't come back. Yes, let's go after the one that is lost until we find him. And why? Jesus says there is joy before the angel of God over one sinner who repents. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.